All right, so a little update. I've been contracted by a company that put me at a couple different hotels. I started at one. I did 16 months there, and then I've been, I don't know, probably about 14 months at the other one that I'm at now. And anyway, I had posted on the board before that I had thought I was getting canned, and well, the day has kind of come. My company's being removed, and there's a new contract being signed with a new company. Now, luckily for me, the new company decided to retain me and two other people, and the other four or five they're going to get rid of. But, you know, it's not such a great deal. I mean, I'm going to hold on to it because I have nothing else going on right now, but they agreed to give me $1 an hour more, which sounds fantastic, except for here at this old company, I had some built-in overtime I was getting for like 2.5 months straight. It was fucking great. I was getting 16 hours. Every 3 or 4 weeks, I'd get an extra 8 on top of that, 24 hours. Tremendous boon to my financial well-being and stability. With just 40 hours here at the new company, it's going to be tough for me. I mean, you know, I have a lot of money saved up and everything, but in terms of my day-to-day operations, it's going to be fucking tight. So I have to find something else. But I'm more worried about what typically happens in these takeovers is to appease the person that they have the contract with, my hotel. What these companies do is they agree, but it's begrudgingly agreeing to take on a few of us that they like. But really what they do is once they get their own people in here and they learn the strings, the ropes, within 60 days or 90 days, because it's not a fucking complicated job that I do, within 60 days or 90 days, I'll be gone. That's most likely what's going to happen. They find an excuse to get rid of you. It's a fucked up company. I know the company is not as good as the company I'm with now. I went with my hat in my hand to the company I work for now. And, you know, I told them, hey, look, I'm going to stay with this new company, but I really want to stay on board with you guys. And maybe you guys could place me somewhere part-time or on call or something. And they didn't. In fact, well, so far they haven't. I don't know what they'll do in the coming weeks or whatever. But right now, they just kind of gave me the runaround. And then, oddly enough, when I came to work earlier, the kid that I deal with from my company, he told me that some other dude was here, and he said that he's gonna work my overtime. Like, my overtime's done. Like, the company that only has a week left here, or 12 days, whatever the fuck it is, they stripped me of my overtime at the last minute, which is like, that's a real big fuck you to me if they did that. What may have happened is the new company asked me what my schedule was, and I told them, and I included those two overtime shifts that I usually do. And I think what may have happened is they may have ratted me out to the client and said, hey, you know, you've been paying this guy for the past 2.5 months. You've been paying this guy overtime. You should probably kill that even before we get here. And that may have been what happened. They may have hipped the client to the fact that I've been fucking making overtime steadily, and saying, hey, you want to save money, right? There's the first thing you can do is kill that guy's overtime and put another body there. So that's that. I'm very anxious about all this, and I don't think it bodes well. I think what will eventually happen is I'll be replaced here post-haste, maybe way before 60 days, maybe 3 or 4 weeks. See, I have a history with this new company that's coming in. I worked for them as a part-timer, and they fucked me over. And the owner of the company, I told him I would slap his teeth out of his face or something. Now, the guy I'm dealing with isn't the owner of this company. But, you know, it's a small company. I'm sure he sees my name somewhere on the incoming employee roll or whatever and say, oh, that fucking guy, that guy threatened to slap my teeth out of my face. He can't work for us. So I think what will probably end up happening is I'll work here like 3 or 4 weeks, and they'll find an excuse to get rid of me. And then I'll be on fucking Skid Row. Well, no, it's not going to be that bad, but You know, it's not going to be good. It's going to be a little tough for going to be the whole year is going to be lean anyway because the overtime's gone now and this other company's. That's the other thing. Even though I had the steady overtime with this job, with this company, even when it wasn't steady, I would still get it. Every 3 weeks, I'd get a shift or something like that. This new company, they ain't going to give you shit. They're not going to give you nothing but a smile and a handshake if they'll give you that. So, I don't know. I'm obviously, I'm going to have to adjust my lifestyle. Not that I'm living high on the hog and fucking, you know, doing blow and calling hookers or anything. I mean, you know, I'm always in some state of austerity, but it's going to be real tight now. So I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do. I had a job offer. I've had a few over the past like 3 months and I turned them down. And now there's one that I got. Kind of wish I took. There was two that were not so hot, but I wish I took the one. That was an in-house gig, and I turned that down because they wanted to do like a rotating schedule, and I'm a little too haughty for that. At this age, this stage of my life, I don't really want to be fucking rotating like that. It's not good for your fucking, you know, it's not good for your mental health. It's not good for your sleep cycle. It's just shit, you know. It's not good. Anyway, so, yeah, looks like I'm kind of fucked for a while. We'll see what happens.